Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, everyone. This is David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. Donald Trump on a losing streak. No, I'm not referring to the latest polls. I am referring to the latest election results. The president, as you know, probably is very fond of boasting of his near perfect record. And it's true, he has a near perfect record in his endorsed candidates winning in Republican primaries. It's a clear signal about his clout in the Republican Party, that this is a party remade in the image of Donald Trump. But in the last few weeks, we have seen a third Trump-endorsed candidate lose in a Republican primary. And by the way, this is not happening in, you know, New York City. This has now happened in Virginia, in North Carolina, and now in Colorado. In Colorado yesterday, five-term incumbent Congressman Scott Tipton was defeated by his more right-wing, Trump-wing, conservative challenger, Lauren Boebert. Now, Tipton is no liberal by any means. I mean, he's a rock-ribbed Republican. But again, this is a party remade in the image of Donald Trump. And Lauren Boebert fits that image. First, just inside her argument against Tipton that obviously proved successful with Colorado Republican voters in the 3rd Congressional District, it's on the western slope area, the whole western side of the state of Colorado. She had a pretty good line early on in her campaign where she said, you know, Scott Tipton, when he got elected in 2010, he promised to fire Nancy Pelosi, repeal Obamacare, and retire the national debt. None of that has happened, obviously. That's kind of her argument. And it is a very Trumpian argument, if you will. It's part of what he was arguing in his 2015-16 presidential primaries. And so clearly, she met with success. She won. But she is a really fascinating character because she also owns a restaurant that has been defying Colorado health guidelines about opening and serving and conducting its business in the COVID era. So this whole debate about masks and social distancing and how people should be following science, here's a perfect example of somebody in defiance of that with her own establishment. She is a big gun rights activist, and that is probably one of the issues that drove her to victory more successfully than any other. She had taken on Beto O'Rourke at one point when he was campaigning in the state about his gun control proposals. So she has all of that and, you know, the insurgent, more right-wing argument coming at a Republican from the right in a primary. She did not have Donald Trump's endorsement. That went to the Republican incumbent congressman who was ousted here. But here's the other thing about Boebert. She has praised the conspiracy theory QAnon. And this, too, is now being a bit of a trend in Republican politics this season. This is the third Republican candidate who has come out on top in a primary who has been praiseworthy of the QAnon conspiracy theory. But again, Donald Trump, no stranger to conspiracy theory support of his own, has remade a party in his image that does not reject that. The Republican candidate for Senate in Oregon this cycle, and the Republican candidate who emerged on top, but not enough to avoid a runoff in a Georgia congressional race earlier this year, that goes on to an August 11th primary. Now, that candidate, House candidate in Georgia, has been totally disavowed by the national party, even if she may be the favorite in the August runoff in that Georgia congressional seat. But not so with Lauren Boebert in Colorado. By the way, this is a Republican district. Democrats are hoping she's so far to the right that it puts this heavily Republican district in play. I'm a little dubious. We'll see how that plays out, how much money the Democrats are willing to invest there. But they see more of an opportunity here now than certainly if Congressman Tipton had been renominated. But the chairman of the National Republican Campaign Committee issued a statement wholeheartedly embracing Boebert as their candidate. So while Donald Trump now is on a bit of a losing streak inside Republican primaries, at least in three recent congressional races, he is also having nominees emerge, like Boebert, who are so quintessentially part of the Trump era of Republican Party politics. If Donald Trump loses in November, does that era of Republican Party politics continue? What's left in its wake if Donald Trump is no longer at the helm of the party? Those are going to be enormous questions depending on the results of the presidential election in November. But it is a party in his image, and it's one where when he is endorsing the incumbent, more establishment choice inside a primary, even his stamp of approval can't help keep the forces at bay that are the life force of his political success, with some of these more conservative insurgent candidates winning in some of these primary races that may make these races tougher for the Republicans to simply count on and not have to think about come November. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you'll tune in again right here tomorrow.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.